It's time to turn to the captain for another top local matchup. From the opening tip-off to the final horn, get set for exciting play-by-play on Kirk and online at centralmoinfo.com. We get things started with our pregame show, including a word with the coaches. Let's send it to the gym for basketball on 99 The Captain and centralmoinfo.com.
The shot is up, swoosh, nothing but net. You want to eat somewhere who supports the Fayette Falcons as much as you do? Stop by Mittenin's Main Street Pub of Fayette and see what Laramie and the crew has cooking up for you. The bar is open later with select menu items. And don't forget to book Mittenin's for your holiday and Christmas parties. Check out and like Mittenin's Main Street Pub's Facebook page to get updates on specials after home games, as well as their weekend dinner specials. Go Falcons and Lady Falcons!
How our electric co-op helped turn our home
into a powerhouse.
Learn more about the power of your co-op membership at togetherwesave.com.
Brought to you by Howard Electric Cooperative, a Touchstone Energy Cooperative.
Trying to rush to the bank after work before they close? Don't sweat it. Tri-County Trust in Glasgow strives to provide the best banking experience that fits your overall needs. With life comes busy schedules. Tri-County Trust offers online and mobile banking. It's like having your banker with you at home, on the road, or on your phone 24/7. Just what you need to make your busy life a little easier. Call or visit tricountytrust.com today. Member FDIC.
Turnovers in midcourt, and that can be a crucial section for a lot of these teams.
Interestingly, we do have three referees in play today. The first couple of days of the tournament were just two referees, which three is the typical number, as the first free throw clanks out. Second one up, too strong, rebound in the middle. It is Slater basketball, left to right, knock loose, and a steal back for Fayette. Right side drive, short, and a blocking foul called.
Fayette's got a nice little student section showing up to this game.
So Isaiah Estes, Chris Donovan over there from the boys team. They'll be in action later. Good of them to show, though, support the girls team.
With Glasgow right down the road, why not?
Left side, runner in. Abby Conroe.
Yeah, Conroe just split the defenders there on the post. Good job going up with no fear.
4-0 Fayette, a minute 20 played. Cortez right block. Step back jumper block. Nelson out of bounds baseline. Possession remains with Slater.
And we saw Cortez in the first day of this tournament on Tuesday play pretty well. And she does a good job of just finding space down low and being able to create space for herself underneath the basket. And she's got a pretty good accuracy down low with a hand in her face, which is difficult for a lot of freshmen to kind of get over with a hand in your face to have an accurate shot. But she does a pretty good job with it.
Turned over, out of bounds, near sideline. Jason Hanum says basketball to Fayette, and we have a quick timeout for Slater. It is a 30-second timeout. 4-0 the lead for Fayette, 6:23 to play first quarter. Ben, anything you're curious to watch for today? Not just about this game, but just as far as the day as a whole is concerned.
No, I mean, I'm excited for that girls' championship. I think both the boys and girls' championships are going to be a lot of fun to watch. There's some intriguing third place matchups as well, which we'll have down the road. And I mean, honestly, with a tournament like this is really the time we get to see these teams probably at their worst that they'll be all season, because it is just the beginning of the year and they're still trying to figure out the kinks, and there's a lot of games in a short number of days. They're making long drives, so it's important to kind of see what they look like on the court. But for something like this, you really can't make a definitive opinion on a team simply because of just how early on it is and how many games they play all at once.
Simply put, they'll look different in February than they do today.
Exactly.
Up top jumper, Conroe got it, and a foul. 7-0 Lady Falcons. How about that? An and-one three-point opportunity from the top of the key for Conroe.
She was stoic up there at the three-point shot. She hit it, and she went to the ground. She didn't try to avoid the contact or adjust her shot at all with a hand in her face. That's a nice shooter's touch right there.
Foul went on Grimes, and a four-point play for Abby Conroe. She has six early. 8-0 Lady Falcons, 6:10 to play in the first quarter. And it's turned over on the inbound.
And that's something Slater struggled with on Tuesday as well, was just poor passing. They need to communicate a little bit better in the passing lanes, make sure the person they're passing to is aware that they're getting the ball, and try to put it at the chest area. Don't throw it up too high or too low.
Lady Falcons in the home whites, black numbers. They're a Howard County team just a few miles down the road. It's loose, stays with Fayette, though. Right side jump shot, well strong, tipped up. Grimes can't corral, still loose near side. Fayette wins that loose ball and maintains possession at the top of the key. Conroe dribbles right hip near wing. Now navigates up top, passes right side, Hoover, who zips it back middle again. Right side loose with Fulich, travel call. Possession back to Slater.
See how if the Slater passing picks up a little bit here.
Right now the Lady Wildcats trail 8-0, 5.5 to play in the first quarter. They had a big run in the fourth quarter on Wednesday against New Franklin. Hit a couple of three-pointers to put that game in doubt for a little bit before New Franklin recovered. Now another turnover, though, in the front court, and it's Fayette right to left. Right side, Fulich launches a three in and out. Offensive board, Conroe back up, too strong, loose, and a foul call over the back. Possession to Slater with 5:06 to play first quarter and an 8-0 deficit. The New Franklin boys have entered the gym on the far side of the building with Ross Dobson, their second-year head man. Outlet middle for Ulick. Three-on-one opportunity. Ulick left block, layup. Do they count the goal here? It appeared to be well early.
Yeah, he didn't make a sign.
It was a little casual there. They do not, and that is definitely the right call, but it certainly wasn't made clear. Right block, Ulick, layup two. Slater's on the board.
That was a nice inbounds play. They got the inbounder, pass it out. The defense's attention was at the ball, and Ulick just stepped right to the block and was wide open.
Right side three, Conroe can't answer. Offensive board, Fulich blocked from behind, but a foul called. She'll head to the line. That one appeared to be on Ulick.
Fayette's done a good job on the offensive boards, Eric. They've really positioned themselves well once that shot is taken on the offside. And I really think that, I mean, if you're Slater, you got to put a body on someone. But Fayette is doing a terrific job down low, jockeying for position and giving themselves a great opportunity for that rebound.
That foul call did go on Ulick as the first free throw missed to the right. Fulich releases and makes the second. It is 9-2 Fayette with 4:42 to play in the first quarter. Slater in its road. Purples, black numbers with some white trim. Grimes in the front court. It's poked out of bounds from behind on Conroe. It stays with Slater. Grimes in the backcourt. Black knee sleeves. Hoover defends on the yellow jacket at midfloor. Now Slater into the front court. Near side, Smith. Passes up top. Smith scored 12. In the quarterfinal game. Grimes middle, poked and stolen. Right side, Hoover sprints, layup, deuce. A whistle and another Bob Gonzalez timeout for the Slater Wildcats. 11-2, Fayette's lead, 4-11, first quarter. Are we in break? I can't hear. It's not born of coincidence.
The acquisition of new skills. Wanting won't get you there, but sweat equity just might.
Sheraton Valley, your complete communications provider, proudly supports all area school activities. Sheraton Valley wishes you the best of luck this season. See how we are keeping you connected at cvalley.net.
It is 11-2, the lead for Fayette in the first quarter with 4:11 to play. As Slater inbounds, left to right, Grimes wide open, right block, layup rattles home. How about that inbound?
Slater did a terrific job on Tuesday, too, really running terrific inbound plays. They fooled Marceline at one point into thinking they were guarding the wrong basket. And so whatever Bob Gonzalez is doing and writing up those inbound plays, he's doing it well.
Yeah, that time they kind of just had a stack near midfloor, and Grimes out on the run there. Fayette was just sleeping on the back end of things. Blocking foul called on the right side. Hoover draws it. That is two fouls on Madison Beeler.
They did it again.
Right block layup, Grimes. Yes, sir.
Wide open breakaway for her.
Whistle here.
And they're calling off the basket. Not really sure why. But they called off the basket.
That's a little unusual.
She had a wide open breakaway, and the official said no basket. Maybe the inbounder stepped on the line.
Three up top. Conroe's on the back iron, and a foul called underneath. Is that three on Beeler? It very well may be.
It is.
It is. We're not even in the second quarter. 3:31 to play in the first quarter, 11-4, Fayette's lead. Right side inbound, tipped off the hand of Ulick into the Slater cheerleaders. Possession remains with Fayette underneath. Fayette out of the Lewis and Clark Conference. It's been a struggling program the last few seasons, but they made some strides under Jeff Martin, and now Valerie Folan tries to continue that in her first season. She is the daughter of the Fayette superintendent, Tamara Kimball, as it's another whistle on the far side of things. A foul on Fayette, Slater possession. Ulick holds over the head, dribbles right, one hands it near wing for Cortez, and we have a blocking foul. And it's the fourth team foul on Fayette, six on Slater. There's 3:14 to play in the first quarter. You're listening to it on 99.9 The Captain, CentralMoInfo.com. Brad Boyer will be on crest with the Truman State doubleheader today. Grimes zigzags left side. Passes left wing. Swing to the right block. Cortez over the shoulder. Out of control. Off the rim. Rebound Fayette.
It's interesting because she has those out of control shots, but they're close to the basket, so they may not be out of control. It just kind of looks that way.
Out of bounds on the baseline in transition, and possession stays with Fayette. Substitutions. As a couple depart for the Lady Wildcats. And we have a timeout here, a 30-second timeout. You're listening to Kirk in CentralMoInfo.com. 2:54 to play, first quarter, 11-4, Fayette's lead.
Isn't it frustrating when your phone doesn't work the way you want it to? Well, the same can be said when your back, shoulder, or knees don't work like they used to. That's where we come in at Columbia Orthopedic Group. Count on us to find out what's wrong and do the right things to get you back to health. Call us at 573-443-2402 for your appointment today. We're online at ColumbiaOrthoGroup.com. Columbia Orthopedic Group. Defining excellence.
.254 to play, first quarter in the consolation game on the girls' side, Glasgow tournament. Right side runner Conroe short, rebound underneath Ulick, Slater basketball left to right. Ulick almost touched the baseline there, but it's the Lady Wildcats in the front court with Grimes on the right wing. Pass to the near corner. Ball fake. Bounce pass right block. Reset up top. Grimes, runner left side. Can't bank it home. Rebound underneath Nelson. Bobbles baseline. Out of bounds. Possession of Slater. Three. Lady Wildcats inbound on the A in Glasgow in the black paint on the baseline. Right side, Ulick hoists a three, can't connect. Rebound far side, Richardson stays. Slater, left side three, Grimes, that's off right. Loose near side, rebound Fant, and a blocking foul called. That's free throws on the other end after Grimes' foul. And that's her second. A one and one for Slater, or Fayette, rather.
Yeah, and that's been a problem for Slater as well, has been those. A little too aggressive down low. They need to stop trying to reach in and put their hands in a point where they can easily contact the other player.
Free throw, true. So a second one earned for Emma Hoover. And that's in and out. Rebound underneath Slater. Down 12-4, 2:15 to play, first quarter. Man-to-man defense for the Lady Falcons. Left side jump shot, too strong. Cortez offensive rebound, right block layup short, and a rebound for Fayette. Lady Falcons with the basketball right to left. Right side outlet, Conroe with three-pointer, back iron high, bounce offensive board, Nelson in a reset. Near corner jump shot, Fuelage just off the rim, out of bounds baseline, stays with Fayette. A minute 48 to play first quarter. 12-4 is the lead for the Fayette Lady Falcons. Fayette in search of its first victory on the season. Slater won its season opener against Prairie Home. Hoover throws middle. Now it's to the left block. Scoop up top, Nelson. Swing right side, Fuelage, who scoops right corner. Three-point shot well strong for Hoover. Rebound underneath Slater. Smith gallops into the front court for the Lady Wildcats. Right side, one hands it up top. Left side three, Ulick, back iron. Rebound underneath Hoover in traffic. Fayette basketball with a 12-4 lead, a minute 15 to play in the first quarter, and a double dribble. So possession back to Slater. Things have kind of stalled a little bit on both ends here. Ben, after Fayette more or less came out guns a-blazing with that three-pointer up top that completed a four-point play with a foul.
Yeah, I think both teams are, I'm not really even sure the reason behind them being a little bit more sloppy. I think maybe it's the early start for both of these teams, but I mean, the passes and shots for either team haven't really been too crisp right now, and it kind of seems like they're almost still feeling each other out, even almost through one.
Right side jump shot, back iron, loose. Offensive rebound, follow, no, but a foul called, and free throws ahead for Slater. Kenzie Nelson to the line. She actually didn't play at all in the quarterfinal earlier this week as her free throw goes right. Nelson, a pair of black ankle braces, white shoes. Shoots her second free throw. Back iron, drops in. 12-5, Fayette with the basketball right to left. 1 minute to play in the first quarter. 88th annual Glasgow tournament. Near side, Fuelage attacks, flips it up top. Conroe from 25 feet in and out. Left side, rebound Slater. Double team in the backcourt, Smith escapes. Needs help though, picked up her dribble. Outlets far side, and the Lady Wildcats enter the front court. Left block layup, Ulick, bottom of the backboard, but a foul called.
I don't think the Fayette fans like that call. It was an interesting, it was a good move by Ulick. She lowered the shoulder and she tried to get to the left block, and I think a lot of the pushing and shoving kind of caused that.
Ulick's first free throw too strong. Seconds to play first quarter. 12-5, Fayette's lead. Ulick spins, shoots the second, swishes. Abby Ulick, a junior on what is a very junior-heavy team for the Lady Wildcats. Not a single senior has stepped on the floor in the tournament. Right block layup, Hoover a little off balance, but she draws a foul and heads to the line for two free throws. That call on Jenna Hill It did appear Hoover was actually falling as much as anything, but she drew the contact at just the right time to be able to get to the line. Got that ball up while going to the ground as her first free throw misses left.
And that's the thing right now. Both teams are doing pretty good jobs of getting down low pretty easily, whether it be driving the ball or moving the ball down low. And the past two possessions we've seen each team, it's just been one person who's been able to just use their strength to get down low and get the foul.
Second free throw, back iron, rebound underneath, the follow, too strong, loose near side, 23 seconds to play first quarter, out of bounds, and Slater basketball. Lady Wildcats with 20 on the first quarter clock, down 12-6, Smith up top. Couple cutters to the near wing. Hill ball fake. Bounce pass near block. Nelson, a lot of contact blocking foul. That's 17 fouls, so that's a 1-1. Both these teams in the 1-1 right now.
It's a lot of fouls for one quarter. 15 fouls in one quarter. And I think that's kind of a testament to the physicality for both these teams right now.
Nelson's third free throw of the day misses right. And out of bounds baseline, that should be Slater ball. I'm not sure.
I think she
thought that was two free throws. Nobody moved, though. She wasn't alone. Nobody moved. Madison Reed tried to give the ball back to the ref, and nobody moved. And he wisely let it go out of bounds. The inbounds near side. Fayette basketball loose out of bounds near sideline. That was an early morning Saturday sequence.
Yep.
For sure, on both sides, and to be frank, neither team had any.
No, everyone stood still.
Any inkling.
She was giving the ball back to the official. Yeah,
we were on it up here though. Smith up top with 2-1. It's loose, and a foul called. He does grant the whistle. We're gonna have free throws here to end the first quarter, with probably zeros on the clock. There's a call. We're gonna have free throws. I'm not even sure why they're letting the teams return to the huddle then. She's got to shoot those. Yep, now she's at the line.
She'll shoot them with no one
at
the...
She will shoot them with everybody in the huddle here, 12-6. What an unusual end to the first quarter.
It's a lot of fouls, 16 fouls.
And Conroe's free throw's good. Her second after Hill's foul swishes. Again, just to recap that, we had a 1-1 at the other end, and it went out of bounds because they hadn't quite realized it was a live ball. Then there, a foul as time expired. That added 2 for Fayette. We'll step aside. Second quarter next on Kirk.
Mizzou MAC offers you the best of both worlds. Mizzou MAC is a co-enrollment program that ensures acceptance to the University of Missouri. Experience everything university student life has to offer while enjoying the massive tuition savings of MACC. Capitalize on your A-plus program by using it toward your Mizzou MAC education. This just might be the smartest way to become a Tiger. Stop waiting and emerge as a Mizzou MAC student today. MACC, the college for you.
Do you find yourself unable to get to the doctor because your schedule is so hectic? Total Family Healthcare in Macon is making it easier for you to be seen when it works for you. Total Family Healthcare's walk-in clinic is open weekdays from 8:30 to 4. Now you have the opportunity to see a doctor when it suits you at Total Family Healthcare's walk-in clinic in Macon, making it easier for you to take care of yourself. Total Family Healthcare in Macon, online at smhmo.org.
We had an Emma Conroe bucket there. As Fayette's lead is 16-6 with 7:35 to play in the second quarter. Right block layup, Nelson. Too strong. Rebound underneath. Fayette basketball. Right wing. Three-pointer. Conroe. Good.
And this is the opportunity for Fayette now to really blow open a huge lead. And I think that if they start hitting their shots, they need to move through Conroe. She's clearly been the hot one to start today. I really think that this is the opportunity they have to really get a huge lead going.
Yeah, Conroe's got 13. Right block layup, Nelson, front rim, rebound underneath, Aubrey Johnson. Lady Falcons into the front court with a 19-6 lead, 6:50 to play, first half. Right wing three again. Conroe can't get back-to-back. Rebound far side, Hill. Slater basketball left to right.
I don't mind that shot. She was certainly covered, but, again, you really have to go to the hot hand at this point in the game. You're up 13. You have some leeway to try to maneuver and work with some things that have been working.
Near side jump shot, Hill clanks, and a foul called underneath. I would not be surprised. And that foul's actually over the back on Slater, so it's Fayette who will head the other way. But I would not be surprised, and I say this in all seriousness, if we have a few fewer whistles in the second half, because, remember, there's six games today, and I don't think they want to throw the championships too far behind behind any means, you know. Now, certainly these consolation games are still important to the two teams participating and have value as far as the long-term outlook of their season is concerned, but I do think they'll want to try and stay relatively on track, and we've already got 17 fouls on the board as both free throws are missed, but an offensive rebound, follow, misses left, it's out of bounds baseline. Baseline inbound for Hoover. Conroe cuts far corner. Now to the right block. Wide open layup. Another good inbound. This time it's in favor of Fayette and Abby Conroe, who now has 15 points. And a timeout called for Slater because of it. 21-6 is the lead for Fayette. 6:09 to play first half. You're listening to Kirk and CentralMoInfo.com.
We've seen our first snowfall, but before more flies, now's the time to get a free estimate from Capital Paving and Construction. They are a full-service asphalt and paving company who can work with your schedule and budget. Plus, you can count on quality because their projects range from heavy highway construction to DOT paving to commercial and residential. Get an A Better Business Bureau rated company, Capital Paving and Construction, with several Missouri locations or online at capitalmo.com.
Fayette's lead with 6:09 to play in the first half here on Kirk and CentralMoInfo.com. Eric Duke alongside the one and only Ben Wittenstein for some Saturday hoops action in what has been a foul-filled first half. Both teams in the bonus. 6:09 to play in the first half on regional radio. 14-6 was Fayette's lead at the end of one. They've opened it up with a 7-0 run to start the second.
And that's something that we talked about where they need to continue to go with that hot hand. Slater does have trouble scoring in bunches. They'll score every so often, but the issue that they do have is really scoring in bunches and continuing to build a lead. And I think that's something, Fayette, if you're the Falcons, you need to take care of.
Left side pass too strong, turned over, back to Fayette. Lady Falcons basketball into the front court with a 21-6 lead. 2 minutes played in the second quarter. Near side, Fuelage. Lobs middle. Kick out far side. Hoover tosses for a cutting Johnson. Bounce pass near side and a travel called. Possession back to Slater.
They were moving the ball well, and what they were doing well too, Eric, is they were moving well in space. They saw the open areas and they attacked them well. They just got stuck shuffling their feet.
Because of that, it's Slater possession. Cortez places in the lap of Smith near side. Fall away jump shot. Clanks tipped up. Offensive rebound tipped away. Loose far side. A race for it. Fayette wins it, but then loses it out of bounds. Baseline possession to Slater.
Those Saturday morning issues, I think, is what we're going to continue to call these today. Early start to the game and something they weren't planning on, obviously, before this week with the tournament pushback.
Got to reset that body clock a little bit as it's out of bounds near side. Possession stays with Slater. A little bit of jet lag.
Lots of flying going on with these teams.
5:10 to play in the first half. Slater trails 21-6. Hill operates the offense up top. Her pass is tipped, but Slayette keeps possession. Nelson in the middle, backs down, hands off near side Hill. She fires near corner. Double team in the corner, right side. Cortez flips it up in off glass.
That was a really quick trigger that she had. She got the pass. It was almost like a tip shot. She got it, and in one smooth motion, she was able to catch the ball and put it back up off the glass. That was a nice move.
Yeah, it really wasn't even as if she had ever even had a chance to control it. Right side, three, Conroe, are you kidding? 18 points in the first half for Abby Conroe. She's 18 of the 24 for Fayette, who leads 24-8. 4.5 to play first half.
Yeah, she's feeling it right now. You just got to continue to go to her.
Right side, a foul call, then two more free throws ahead.
Yeah, Fayette needs to, and I'm sure this is something their head coach is telling him, you do not want to let Slater back in the game by continuing to foul them and give them free throws.
Squire hoists it up, and that's off the back pyre.
Giving them an opportunity to come back while the clock is stopped.
It's stopped at 4:20 on the first half clock. Second free throw for Squire. Shot puts it strong. Offensive board, Cortez. Right block, another off-balance shot for her. Misses, and a rebound underneath Fayette. Outlet right side. Hoover can't corral. Out of bounds baseline. Possession back to Slater.
Some hard passes coming. Got to get those hands ready.
Slater basketball left to right. 24-8 it trails. 4:08 to play. First half. 99-9. The captain, CentralMoInfo.com. Far side, Squires. Rolls it middle, Nelson. Bullies up. Stripped away. Johnson with the steal. 1-on-0, right block, layup, front rim in.
Showing off the speed there, too. Great job getting the hands inside the pass and turning on the jets at the end.
To make it 26-8, Fayette. That's the first field goal for Audrey Johnson. Left side, Squires. Scans the floor. Circles to the right wing. Follow away, jump shot, long. Offensive rebound, Cortez. She's all over the floor. 3.5 to play first half. Bob Gonzalez calls a set, but it results in a turnover. Right side, Nelson finds some help. Near side three, Conroe unconscious.
She's been great job getting open as well.
Give her 21 in the first half of a consolation game.
Give her tons of credit for getting into open space. Her teammates are screening for her off ball. Tremendous job by her.
She's up there at 5 a.m. probably just putting up some shots.
Saturday morning games do not faze her.
We do, however, have another foul on the other end of the floor, and that means free throws. We have substitutions as well for Slater. That foul was on Conroe. We'll give her a pass on that. I mean, she is responsible for 21 of the 37 points on the scoreboard in this game right now, 29 of them on Fayette's side of things. As the free throw bounces home for Slater and Dawn Ann Hager. Her second free throw swishes. Fayette leads with the basketball in the front court. And in the middle, Nelson spins it up top. Release far side Reed. Ball fake, a couple of pivots. Back to the right side. Reed, short shot, rolls out. Offensive rebound. Reed follows it up, short. And a foul, travel called on the baseline. So possession is Slater down 29-10, 2:34 to play first half.
And that was another good example of Fayette's offensive rebounding skills. They got two or three offensive rebounds. They just need to go back up with them a little bit quicker.
Into the middle, Cortez muscles up a short shot, strong offensive rebound, follow no, but a foul called.
That looked like a lot of ball to me.
So Jaylee Perrin to the line. Her first free throw in and out. Perrin second goes. Fayette basketball to 29-11 advantage and 2:10 to play in the first half. Right side Reed holds over the head, fires up top. Couple of ball fakes. Free throw line jump shot misses left. Rebound underneath Cortez. Lady Wildcats with possession left to right. As Hill tiptoes into the front court. Left side jump shot will short Squires out of bounds baseline. Possession to Fayette. Hoover into the front court for Fayette. Head coached by Valerie Foland is a right side three-pointer for Reeds off the back iron. Far side, Johnson saves it inbounds, but right to Squires. Phenomenal hustle, though, right in front of the far side stands. Minute and a half to play first half. 29-11 Fayette consolation game, 88th annual Glasgow tournament. Near side tipped. It stays with Slater and a foul called. Free throws ahead.
20 fouls so far have been called.
Yeah, and again, that one, and by no means, there can be discussions about this all the time. It's by no means easy to change up the way you're kind of trained internally. But again, I think just time and score, first of six games, they'll probably, you would hope, get talk amongst themselves at the half and maybe adjust their approach a little. And that's by no means uncommon. You know, they critique themselves just like we would critique ourselves or the teams will critique themselves. Offensive rebound off of a couple of missed free throws for Perrin and a jump ball call. And that's probably a good rule of thumb anyway. You kind of got to call it the way you would in the first half anyway.
Right.
You can't just kind of go rogue on your own.
Yeah, you don't want it to become a bloodbath out there with all the physicality.
Pass to the near wing, Hill. Long black leg sleeves. Conroe defends on her man-to-man, and a pass is rifled out of bounds near sideline. Possession back to Fayette. Minute 07 to play in the first half, 29-11. With this not being a close game, we'll see if Fayette bothers to hold for one. They do not, but they can't add two on a miss from the right block from Reed. But they steal it right back. Now they turn it over right back. So Slater ball near sideline. Hill accelerates into the front court. Loses her footing, but does a phenomenal job of getting back on her feet. 44 seconds to play first half. Into the middle, Cortez. Twists. Scoops it up top. 35 seconds first half. Left side, Perrin turnover. Reed outlets to an unsuspecting teammate. Left block. Lost. Out of bounds baseline. Possession stays with Fayette. Up and down we go.
Both teams doing, you know, a good job getting the hands inside of these passes, causing a lot of helter-skelter.
Baseline inbound, Conroe, intercepted Perrin. On the floor with it, travel.
Waiting for them to blow that whistle there. She had it, and then she just fell backwards.
I thought we had a no-whistle pact, Ben. How could you turn, how could you turn your back on me like that?
Didn't realize I had that power.
29-11, the lead for Fayette. Near block, Reed tries to carve through a double team but can't. It's turned over. Perrin is trapped on the baseline. Finds some help with Hill. 16 seconds to play first half. Slater into the front court with a 29-11 deficit. Hill pitches it to the near corner. Right block, Cortez with seven. Fall away off glass, good. Cortez has been part of the minimal offense as that shot is wiped off. 29-13 is Fayette's lead at the half. Eric Duick alongside Ben Wittenstein on 99.9, the captain. Ben, your first half thoughts?
It was certainly sloppy play. I think that's that's pretty obvious between both these teams. And, again, it may be the early start or the teams haven't seen each other or it's just early on in the season, but the passing hasn't been too crisp. And really the shooting hasn't been crisp as well.
He's Ben Wittenstein. I'm Eric Duke. We'll step aside, come back, recap some more from the first half, as well as talk about the day that is to come, all here on Regional Radio and 99.9 The Captain.
Seidenstricker has been providing quality service and support to our customers for 75 years. Preventative maintenance is the key to keeping your equipment running. Right now, sign up for a winter service package by December 1st, and you can win a new John Deere S240 lawn tractor. Can't bring your equipment to the shop? That's okay. We'll come to you. Schedule now for free pickup and delivery within 50 miles of a Seidenstricker location. Visit us online at Seidenstrickers.com.
No purchase necessary. Lawn tractor giveaway sign-up deadline ends 12/1/18. Some exclusions apply. See dealer for details.
Howdy, cow folks. Dusty again for Valentine Insurance Agency. When you're out on the range and notice danger coming around the bend, you'll have one less thing to worry about if you've seen the insurance pros at Valentine Insurance Agency. They'll make sure you've got the right plan to face all the risks you can run into by protecting your home, vehicles, life, and health, and more. Give them a call today, partner. Since 1964, they've got something for everyone. Valentine Insurance Agency. Call 263-1111.
WeatherTech floor liners are laser measured to fit your vehicle's front, back, and even up the sides of your vehicle's footwells. WeatherTech floor liners protect your vehicle from the elements you bring with you every time you get in your car. KB Tire and Auto can order the perfect liner, designed and built for your car, truck, or van. Call KB Tire and Auto today at 263-7500. Check out KB Tire on Facebook.
Dubert Enterprises of Moberly encourages everyone to come out and support your local teams as these students have worked hard, within the classroom, during practice, and in the game. Show your Cairo Bearcat pride by wearing your black and gold while cheering them on. Good sportsmanship comes from within our community and begins with you. These students look up to each of you for your support. Dubert Enterprises of Moberly is honored to be part of Bearcat Country and proudly supports the Cairo Bearcats and Lady Bearcats.
Looking for a new or used car loan? How about that new ATV? With today's historically low interest rates, now is the perfect time to contact Merchants and Farmers Bank to discuss your financing options. Contact any loan officer at Merchants and Farmers Bank in Salisbury, Fayette, Columbia, and Hardin. You will be pleasantly surprised at how low their interest rates can go. All loan offers are subject to credit approval. Merchants and Farmers Bank, people you know, the experience you trust. Merchants and Farmers Bank, member FDIC, and an equal housing lender.
Now, more than ever, we're all looking to maximize the life of our vehicle. When it comes to collision repair, that means quality and workmanship. The kind of service you can expect from Bailey Brothers Collision Repair at Smith Motors in Brookfield. Whether it's hail damage, small dents and dings, or major collision damage, Bailey Brothers can handle the job. You can rest assured the work will be done right with no insurance hassles. Call 258-5005 or stop in for an estimate behind Smith Motors in Brookfield. Bailey Brothers Collision Repair. The ones you can trust.
We're back on 99.9 CentralMonfo.com. Eric Duke, Ben Wittenstein with you on Regional Radio. Ben, I got to say, that was a pretty lights-out performance from Abby Conroe in what was an otherwise pretty sloppy half.
Yeah, 21 points for her. I mean, that she really did put on a clinic shooting-wise, and she did a great job doing it, too, by getting herself open. A lot of people sometimes struggle with finding ways to get themselves open, but her teammates made it easy. They were able to set some screens for her down low. She popped up to the wings, and really Slater just could not follow her around the court for as long as she was open. So that's really been the success for Faye so far today, and I think that's something I'm sure they're going to be trying to go to in the second half of this game, simply because it works so well, and Conroe clearly seems to be feeling some type of shooting spree inside of her. So, I mean, I think it'll be fun to watch the way she shoots the ball in the second half, and 21 points now, I can easily see her walking away with this game with 30-plus.
Be a nice start to her weekend, wouldn't it?
Absolutely would.
Ben, we got Westran up next. Ben Miller, heck of a year on the gridiron.
On the football field, there you go.
Trying to get my sports together there. He'll be looking to replicate that on the hardwood.
No, it'll be fun to watch him. He's such an aggressive, and he's an emotional player, too. I think that's something a lot of people don't talk with him or talk about with him. He's someone who really brings a lot of emotions to any game, whether it be a championship game on the basketball court, a district final, you know, on the football field. But he's always fun to watch because he is really kind of that emotional center for the West Rand team. And they're a team that is kind of in purgatory in terms of trying to really find that talent that they can go to for consistent scoring, and with them losing Avery Hammond. So I think that this is kind of the early formation of what we're going to see from a West Rand team that certainly does have a lot of question marks.
He's Ben Wittenstein. I'm Eric Duick here on regional radio as we are at 29-13. Fayette's lead at the half. We'll run through some point totals here. Slayette has 4 from the arms of Amaya Cortez, 1 for Jaylee Perrin. 3 for Abby Ulick, 2 for Emily Grimes, 2 for Dawn Ann Hager, and 1 for Mackenzie Nelson. Elsewhere on the Fayette side of things, Abby Conroe. She's got 21. Emma Hoover has 3. There's 2 on the board for Jennifer Nelson and 2 for Audrey Johnson. Coming up next, we'll give a couple more quick thoughts on our upcoming championship games. I'll tell you a little bit about Fayette and Slater on the boys' side, what we can expect in that one, all right here on Regional Radio.
Regional Missouri Bank is your locally owned community bank that offers prompt quality service to the communities we serve.
With over 110 years of excellence behind us, we look forward to continuing to build relationships with customers like you.
We're here to be your bank. We have attractive deposit products,
competitive rate, home mortgages, agriculture financing, and consumer loans,
as well as digital solutions to help you manage your money on the go. Regional Missouri Bank, with locations in Marceline, downtown Marceline, Salisbury, Keatsville, Glasgow, and Paris.
Member FDIC.
Don's Family Style Buffet in Huntsville is the place to find fried chicken, golden brown, juicy, and delicious. Now add mashed potatoes and gravy, corn, green beans. Is your mouth watering yet? Stop in Tuesday through Saturday for lunch or dinner, and don't forget Sunday after church. Make that short drive to Huntsville and enjoy great food at a great price. Don's Family Style Buffet on Route JJ in Huntsville. Homestyle food and a friendly, small-town atmosphere.
Your voice lets him know he's safe. Shelter Insurance does the same for you. Roadside assistance is now included with your auto policy. So if your car leaves you stranded, just call and we'll take care of you while you take care of what's most important. Find an agent at shelterinsurance.com. We're your shield. We're your shelter. Some restrictions apply.
For details, see Ryan Skaggs in Moberly.
MFA Agri-Service in Salisbury, Glasgow, Fayette, New Franklin, and Boonville takes pride in serving area farmers with years of knowledge, dependable names, and dependable service. Farmers, do you have questions or need advice regarding your farming operation, such as fertilizer, crop protection, seed, feed, animal health, custom spraying, or custom spreading? Stop by MFA Agri-Service of Salisbury, Glasgow, Fayette, New Franklin, and Boonville and let their top quality products and experience go to work for you.
We're back on 99.9 and CentralMoInfo.com. Eric Duick alongside Ben Wittenstein for the first of 6 Glasgow tournament broadcasts on regional radio. As 29-13 is Fayette's lead in the first of our contests on the girls' side. I did want to give you a couple of quick thoughts on the upcoming Slater and Fayette boys game, which will be for a title later tonight. Slater's a team that's off a quarterfinal appearance, a state quarterfinal appearance a year ago. Meanwhile, Fayette won this tournament last year. Slater scored 50 points in the first half. Fayette's got some of that big football bruising ability. That should be a really interesting contrast of styles, Ben, whereas Slater probably wants to play up in the 70s and 80s. Fayette maybe not so much.
Fayette's a lot of fun to watch, and simply because they are kind of that bruising team. They really kind of put their heads down and charge at the basket type play, which works for a lot of people, and it'll get you to the free throw line. So that boys' championship coming up tonight, again, we'll have that on 99.9, the captain. I think that should be a lot of fun, as will that girls' championship game, which we talked a little bit before this one as well, between Cairo and Marceline, two teams that have already seen each other in the district championship last season.
So it is Fayette possession to open the second half. Reed's jump shot banks home.
Bank is open. It's Saturday afternoon.
Bank never closes.
Not the Glasgow tournament. That's
there you
sure.
go. Right side three. Ulick answers.
I don't think that ball had any rotation on it, but it was a smooth-looking shot. The ball just didn't rotate. Rattled home.
It cuts Slater's deficit to 31-16.
You're seeing the teams come out a little bit more smoothly than we saw at the end of that first half. I think both teams really just wanted to get to the locker room.
It's Conroe left side after a 21-point first half here. Tries to add a beautiful assist, does not do so, but a foul called. And free throws upcoming for Madison Reed. First free throw off right. And the second free throw for Reeds connects. .708 to play in the third quarter. 32-16 is the lead for Fayette. Right corner three, Smith short. Long rebound far side. It's in Slater's hands, a scrap for it. And we have a whistle. So a baseline inbound upcoming for Slater with a 32-16 deficit. 6:56 to play in the third quarter. Right side, Grimes plucks it. Stands on the home of the Yellow Jackets in black paint on the far side. Entered into the middle, it's tipped, but it stays with Slater. Cortez near side, lost it. Near side, Hoover. She scampers front court. Finds a friend in Conroe, right block, layup drops home.
Not only is she good on the perimeter, but she can play down low as well. She had a nice little sidestep move on the block. She's putting in work today. 23 for her.
And out of bounds, far side, back to Fayette.
Fayette's defense tightening up a little bit as well. Playing a little bit more press on that perimeter.
Near side, Conroe wants another, has it.
Lights out, 26 for...
She can't miss. We've got a timeout on the floor. It is a 30-second timeout, 37-16. Is the lead for Fayette with 6:19 to go. The broadcast brought to you by John Cochran with Valentine Insurance, KB Tire and Auto, Dubert Enterprises, Brian Skaggs, your local shelter insurance agent, Pimler Tax and Accounting, Moberly Napa, all of Moberly, Glasgow School District, Monig Industries Incorporated, La Crosse Lumber, Meyer Satellite, Tri-County Trust Company, all of Glasgow. The West Rand Athletic Boosters, the West Rand R1 School District, Don's Family Style Buffet, D&L Trunching, all of Huntsville. .619 to play in the third quarter. 37-16, Fayette leads. It's Glasgow, or it's Slater possession, pardon me, right to left in the Glasgow tournament. Near side, Beeler. She had 3 fouls in the first quarter. Up top, Ulick misses right on a three-pointer, out of bounds baseline, and possession to the Fayette Lady Falcons.
And we talked about them being able to really extend their lead here. This is their best chance. Just continue to go to Conroe.
She misses this one, though, to the left on a three. 37-16, Slater's deficit. It rebounds the basketball and gets to the front court. But a turnover. Fuelage, middle of the floor. Lost it right back, and a foul called on that loose ball. Who will this go on? That was kind of a 50-50 tie-up. It's on Fuelage. Far sideline inbound into the backcourt. Grimes adjusts the hair and now puts the ball on the deck. And sidesteps into the front court. Lobs left block. It's tipped loose near side. Stays Slater. 5.5 to play in the third. Squires off balance jumper. Doesn't touch rim. Rebound Fayette. 37-16 its lead. 5:20 to play in the third. near side three. Conroe, left rim, offensive board. Reed, great footwork, and a layup for two.
And Reed's been great down low. She's been really aggressive. Her height certainly helps her out, but she's been aggressive getting an open space and finding that ball real easily.
39-16, Fayette with its largest lead. Tip near side. Squires can't save it in bounds, but she actually never even touched it, and it had been off of a Fayette player last, so possession does, in fact, stay with Slater. Inbound near side, tipped out of bounds. Fuelage, still Slater basketball. And we have more substitutions as a couple come in for Fayette and a couple depart. Grimes inside, outside dribble, bounce pass near block, layup front rim, rebound Fayette. Hoover steps into the front court. Outlets near side, jump shot tipped, Ulick, rebound Fayette, and a jump ball called again. Possession remains with Fayette. Conroe snags it near side. Rifles near corner. Three Hoover. A lot of contact. Air ball. Rebound Slater. And a Conroe is still in the backcourt. Left block. Layup strong. Rebound Ulick. Slater ball. Now 39-16. 4:20 to play in the third. Offensive foul in transition.
And that was a great call. That was a great call because Reed was able to set her feet. She knew the contact was coming. She didn't shuffle her feet at all. She didn't try to brace for contact. She just put her body out on the line. That was a tremendous move by her. The officials got that one exactly right.
Because of that, Fayette has possession left to right. Home whites, black numbers. Lady Falcons on the chest in black. And a foul called on Slater. That is the third team foul, one on Fayette.
See, and that's one of those unnecessary fouls. Fayette got that ball back. You really don't need to call one of those reach-ins.
Yeah, that's a good example of where you can
let that one
incorporate
go.
Incorporate your judgment.
That's not going to increase the physical play of the game.
Near corner, Reed pumps. Near block, hands off near side Johnson. Carves the baseline, kicks out right into the New Franklin and West Strand fans' side of things as that's turned over back to Slater.
The Fayette offense knows what they want to do, and I think they know exactly where they want to go with it. It's just the passing needs to be a little bit better.
Cross court, not touched, out of bounds near side, and back to the Lady Falcons of Fayette. Hoover crosses over left side. Leaves near side. Conroe another three. Unconscious.
29. Unbelievable.
42-16 Fayette. 3:25 to play in the third. Right side Ulick. Cross court near side Smith. Jab and a drive. Push off with the left hand. Reset up top. Near side Grimes. Holds right hip angle far side. Couple of cutters as Grimes still maintains, now chucks and buries the three.
That was a nice shot. Hand in her face as well.
She has five on the afternoon. 42-19 Fayette. Inside 3 minutes, third quarter. Reed circles, right block, layup two, and a foul.
And the reason she was able to get to the basket was because the defender on Conroe did not leave Conroe to step in and stop the lane from being open. That's the impact Conroe can have, is she stands on the perimeter, it opens up lanes for other players to attack the basket, because that help defense just will not be there.
Reed's free throw up and through. -19 Fayette's advantage. And now Slater's ready. The two keep trading places underneath. 45-19 is Fayette's lead. 2:47 to play in the third. Grimes crosses over near wing. Gets a hard screen from Smith, who wedges her way middle. Now passes outhill. And Nilsson into the right corner. Right block layup. They don't count it, but a foul call. -19 is Fayette's advantage. Near side catch and shoot for Slater. Well right. Offensive rebound. Reset right side hill. 45-19 inside. 2.5 to play in the third. And a blocking foul called on the floor. That is the third team foul on Fayette. Baseline inbound for Hill. Cortez cuts right block. Grimes goes near. Catch and shoot swish. Right block, layup too strong. Cortez the rebound, Slater basketball. Outlet right side, Grimes. Drives middle, runner, all good. -23 Full timeout call, Fayette. 45-23, the Lady Falcons lead with the basketball. 1:52 to play, third quarter on Kirk.
Does your tax preparer work for you, or do they call you repeatedly begging you to make an appointment? At Fimler Tax and Accounting, we are here for your convenience. Whenever you have your tax information ready, just call us to schedule your appointment. As a full-service accounting office, we don't close at April 15th. We're open year-round to serve your tax needs. If you're looking for a preparer who puts you first, call Fimler Tax and Accounting at 263-4346 or stop by our office at 210 North Alton, Moberly. At Fimler Tax and Accounting, we're open year-round to serve you.
-23 Fayette in front, 1:52 to play in the third on Kirk and CentralMoInfo.com. Out of the timeout, Fayette basketball. Baseline inbound upcoming for Hoover. Bounce pass, right block, layup goes. Sydney Spielbauer with her first points. 47-23 is Fayette's advantage. Bounce pass, tip Nilsson, left block, layup answers. Lady Falcons into the front court, up 22, 1.5 to play in the third. Bounce pass, right block. Spielbauer again. Can't get two in a row. Rebound, Nilsson. Tipped in the backcourt. Still Slater basketball. Hill looks to the near side bench. Stops her dribble. Rolls it to the right elbow for Cortez. A high-low action and a foul called. 47-25 is the advantage for Fayette, with a Slater baseline inbound, 1:06 to play in the third quarter. Right side Grimes, three-pointer just behind the arc, capitalizes. Left block layup, Hoover zigzags its way in.
Scoring's picked up a little bit.
Hoover has five. 49-28 Fayette. 43 seconds to play in the third. Near side Smith. Stop and start. Pitches it up top. Grimes thinks about three again, but instead tosses middle for Smith, who stops and kicks out. Right side Hill from 8 feet, too strong. Loose near side, rebound Fayette, poked out of bounds. And possession to Fayette with 24 seconds to play in the third. Hoover gets front court. Now goes far side for Quinns. Jump shot in the middle, back iron. Long rebound near side with 10 seconds to play first or third quarter. Out of bounds near side in possession to Slater. Seven seconds, third quarter. Slater down 21, near side Grimes. Shoots from 15, hits. It's a two, and that ends the quarter 49-30. Fayette leads. Fourth quarter starts in 60 seconds on Kirk.
The Westran Athletic Boosters are very proud of the Westran Hornets and Lady Hornets who work hard and make sacrifices to represent their school, both in the classroom and in each game. Parents and fans of the Westran Hornets, be sure and pick up shirts or sweatshirts at the home games and show off your Hornet pride. You can also still sign up to be a Booster member for the school year. Visiting teams are invited to come out early for the game and enjoy a freshly grilled cheeseburger or hot dog, along with a variety of other concession foods provided by the Westran Athletic Boosters.
The Westran R1 School District Administration, faculty, and staff encourage Westran Hornet fans to get out and support school activities. The students put in long hours of practice in order to represent the Hornets both in the classroom and on the field. Others are marching to a different beat by participating in the band, providing entertainment at halftime during games. Others are involved in organizations within the school. Show your pride and put on your green and white and attend Westran school activities. Go Big Green!
Slater basketball, right to left to open the fourth quarter, down 49-30. Beeler holds over the head. Leaves far side, Ulick. Right side contested, triple short. Volley balled. And a rebound for Fayette. Near side, a lot of contact. They let it go. And now no choice but to call the jump ball. Fayette possession left to right. A few sponsors we'd like to thank for making this broadcast possible as it goes out of bounds on the near side with possession staying with Fayette. The Westran Athletic Boosters, the Westran R1 School District, Don's Family Style Buffet, D&L Trenching, all of Huntsville. As it's turned over and Samantha Squires enters the front court, but she loses it right back to the Lady Falcons of Fayette. Outlet to Estes, tipped off the backboard, out of bounds, and possession remains with Fayette. Salisbury Meat Market and Processing, LLC, Failing Small Engine, both of Salisbury. Left block, loose, tipped far side, out of bounds, and possession to Slater. Bob Gonzalez holds the right hand up in the air, calls the play two. Grimes bounce pass, right block layup. You look good in a foul. Slater's found itself offensively a bit in this second half, as was the case on Wednesday in its loss to New Franklin. We have five subs in as Fayette puts back some of its starters here with Slater's ability to cut into the lead. That foul went on Jordan Ball. Free throw for Ulick completes the three-point play. All of a sudden, it's a 16-point game, 49-33 in Fayette's advantage. 6:50 to play in the fourth. Tip far side, loose. Lady Falcons save it in bounds and a blocking foul. Near corner, Reed. Rifles right block. Layup, good enough foul. There's the answer out of Nelson and the Lady Falcons. That's five fouls on Ulick, so her day is done. Six and a half to play in the fourth, 51-33, the advantage for Fayette. And that stays the case on a missed free throw. Slater rebounds with six and a half to go. Grimes gets space. One-footed runner from the free throw line. Too strong. Offensive rebound is poked loose. Another scrap for it and another whistle and another jump ball. Slater maintains possession this time around. As the pass is into the middle. Right side jump shot. Back iron. Rebound Reed with a black headband, and she traveled in the backcourt. Possession stays with Slater. 51-33. It's deficit. 6:18 to go. Beeler was wide open in the corner, but instead it's a steal on a pass up top. Conroe stops right side, launches a contested triple, back iron, far side, out of bounds, possession to Slater.
Going for 30, 29 right now.
Hey, a two or a free throw would have done the trick even then. Full timeout on the floor, 51-33 is the advantage for Fayette. 6:07 to play, fourth quarter on Kirk.
WeatherTech floor liners are laser measured to fit your vehicle's front, back, and even up the sides of your vehicle's footwells. WeatherTech floor liners protect your vehicle from the elements you bring with you every time you get in your car. KB Tire and Auto can order the perfect liner designed and built for your car, truck, or van. Call KB Tire and Auto today at 263-7500. Check out KB Tire on Facebook.
The name Yellow Jacket strikes fear in anyone. Just like the Yellow Jacket found in nature, the Glasgow Yellow Jackets are bold, aggressive, and use teamwork to dominate. The Board of Education, Administration, Faculty, Staff, and Students of the Glasgow School District would like to take a moment to express their pride in the Glasgow Yellow Jackets, who strive to excel in their athletics as well as in the classroom. A big thanks goes to the coaching staff, parents, fans, and those who work hard behind the scenes, encouraging the Yellow Jackets to always do their best.
A runner goes for Slater as Grimes adds another couple to her point tally. Out of bounds near side, and possession stays with Slater. To 34, Fayette's lead, 5:43 to play. We have a couple of late substitutions here. And now we're good to go. Grimes right side, pops it middle. Kick out, too strong for Hill, but she tracks it down. Works right side and twirls back out. And in the middle, Grimes. Runner in traffic, she draws a foul and goes to the line for two more. .5:27 on the fourth quarter clock. That is two fouls on Audrey Johnson. Free throw up and out left. .51-34, Slater's deficit is the second free throw for Grimes. Good. She has 17, a team high. Near side, Conroe, runner, still in search of that 30th point as Slater rebounds. 51-35, it trails. 5:15 to play. Grimes, left side layup, two and a foul. Grimes putting the team on her back in this fourth quarter. All of a sudden, we've got a 51-37 advantage for Fayette with 5:12 to play. Grimes for the and one, doesn't have it. Rebound in traffic for Nelson, who outlets to a wide open Conroe. Left block, layup, now she's got 31.
What a game. What a game she's had. Great job getting open, too.
Right side three, Grimes just grazes the rim. Offensive rebound and a foul on the way up for Beeler.
Don't know if that one was a foul. I thought she did a really good job getting her hand in it. I mean, Nelson had the good positioning there. She got her hand on the ball.
Good job, by the way, of Conroe on the other end. She kind of acted like an infielder there, made sure to keep the ball in front of her because the outlet pass really short-hopped her. And she had so much time that all she had to do was get in front of it and make sure to just finish the play. As Beeler's true on her first free throw. That is her first point of the afternoon. Still in search of her second as the free throw misses. Hoover near side, darts into the front court, stops right block. Bounce pass left block, layup Conroe still doesn't find two more as a rebound for Slater and a foul called in the backcourt, and that means free throws the other way.
See, I'm not sure why Fayette's rushing right now. They don't need to push the ball up the court. They can hold on for it as long as they can. They're already up big. There's almost four and a half to go. I mean, you really can hold the ball for as long as you can. There's no reason to rush it towards the basket.
Well, Conroe gets her third foul on that play. And it's one free throw for Grimes to earn a second. She does not. Strong rebound by Reed. Far side, Reed tipped out of bounds, and possession remains with Fayette. Inbound into the far corner. Bounce pass middle. Conroe tipped and taken. Slater basketball. Near wing Grimes. Stops. Starts up again. Crossover. Left block. It's rolled out near side. Runner off balance. Right rim. Rebound Fayette and a foul call. So this place is Reed on the line. And we have another timeout first. 4:11 to play in the fourth quarter, 53-38, full timeout. You're listening to Kirk and CentralMoInfo.com.
Sportsmanship. One who engages in fair play, setting an example for other players and participants in the game. A true definition of the Glasgow Yellow Jackets. Each season, Monic Industries Incorporated has noticed how these fine young players continue to be an example of this definition. It's through their dedication and leadership, both in and out of the classroom, that have made them true sportsmen. So keep up the good work and make everyone proud as you compete. And remember, you'll always be a winner with Monic Industries Incorporated of Glasgow. Proud supporters of the Glasgow Yellow Jackets.
Are you looking to update your home? La Crosse Lumber of Glasgow can assist you. La Crosse Lumber has all your residential and commercial remodeling and new construction needs. From a full line of power tools to a full stock of supplies, they have everything to get the job done right. Ask about their delivery services as well. For all your lumber and home repair needs, stop by or call La Crosse Lumber, the oldest and most reliable lumber and hardware company in the Midwest since 1873. La Crosse Lumber, located on Highway 5 just north of Glasgow. Good luck to all the teams in the Glasgow tournament.
Back to the free throw line we are with Madison Reed. As her 1-1 in and out. Strong rebound Johnson and a jump ball called. Johnson appeared to rip that one right away, yeah. Ready to go for a layup. Sometimes they're, and I've said this for years, They're so quick on these jump ball calls sometimes. Let them play it out for a moment.
Yeah, she had that possession easily.
She gets a jump shot. Free throw line. Can't cash it. Rebound underneath. Slater ball. Right side, Hill. Bumps Fuelage to the deck, steps back, jump shot connects.
She did a great job creating space for herself there and taking the jump shot when she was wide open.
Conroe runs the other way. Her right block layups for two. Right side, Hill. Over the head middle. 3:25 to play in the fourth. Pass in the middle, too strong, out of bounds. And a blocking foul called underneath. It's on Johnson.
Interesting call. It was one of like those NFL calls where the ball was way over their head. That seemed uncatchable. I don't know if there's a foul there.
Well, it's four on Johnson. Wheeler's free throw, well right. And her second up, back iron, in and out, rebound underneath. Fayette with Reed into the front court. She's in no rush, ready to work some clock. And
this
probably
is when
wisely,
they start working
so.
Some clock, yeah.
But she goes behind the back. A scrap, loose ball. And it's Slater ball. Grimes, one hands it near side. Beeler runner, front rim. Tipped around, right block. Squires rattles home on the layup. And that was Richards, pardon me.
And this is where they don't need a rush. Oh, no.
55-42 is Fayette's lead with 2:41 on the fourth quarter clock. Now the New Franklin boys ready to get into the basement there to do their pregame preparations ahead of our next contest against West Trent. Inbound into the middle. Grimes crosses over, stops for a 16-foot jump shot, short, long rebound far side. Grimes keeps it alive. Right side, Hill. So Slater retains possession with a 55-42 deficit. 2:25 to play in the fourth. Beeler right, rips it near side. Jump shot short for Smith. Offensive board follow. Beeler in and out. Out of bounds baseline. Or no, we have a might have a foul call here.
Offensive over the back.
We do. And a full timeout for Fayette with a 55-42 lead and 2:17 to play in the fourth quarter. On Kirk and CentralMoInfo.com. We'll be back in just a moment.
At Meyers Satellite in Glasgow, they believe that everyone deserves better TV. They offer Dish Network, where you can upgrade to Hopper. Meyers Satellite serves Howard and Saline counties and anyone within a 60-mile radius of Sheridan County. Call toll-free 660-338-9991 or stop by their office next to Henderson Drugstore in downtown Glasgow and order now. Open Monday through Friday, 8 to 4, and Saturdays, 8 to 10, because you deserve better television and they are there to help. Meyers Satellite of Glasgow is a proud supporter of Glasgow and all area schools.
Hi, this is Jason at Jennings Premium Meats in downtown New Franklin. We take pride in smoking turkeys. We bring in fresh turkeys, not frozen turkeys, inject them with special seasonings and cure. Then they set for a couple of days to absorb the spices. Then we hickory smoke them for over 10 hours and finally vacuum seal the turkey so they'll be moist and full of flavor when you serve them. Pick up your full-flavored smoked turkey for the holidays or for any occasion at Jennings Premium Meats in downtown New Franklin. They also make great gifts.
We have free throws for Fayette, and the first one is well long. It's loose in the middle, another scrap court, and what do we have here? Another whistle in Slater possession.
Jump ball.
That was kind of rhetorical, Ben. I was just saying there was another whistle here. As we have a right block opportunity, loose end, another whistle.
We've had two whistles in 5 seconds of play.
And again, by no means have they necessarily been any of the wrong calls. It's been a bit of a Bit of a long start to a six-day game, to say the least. As it's 55-42, Fayette in front with Fuelage at the line. Her first free throw, true. It's her second free throw make of the day, 56-42. Fayette leads, 2:12 to play, fourth quarter. And the freshman gets the second. So Valerie Foland will come away with her first win as the Lady Falcons head basketball coach. She's actually in law school at Mizzou, just got married, so that is a whirlwind of a summer and fall. She has been one busy lady, but she'll get herself in the left-hand column in about a minute and 50 seconds, plus a few whistles. As we have Jenna Hill, who pitches it up top. Cross-court near side, Beeler. From 8 feet, right rim, pops out, but a foul called, and free throws ahead.
I think if the math is correct, I think we've had 42 fouls combined in this game so far. That was the, I guess they added that, so that was the 19th. We had 21 in the first half, so we would have 40 right now.
The second one for Beeler. Off left, she made her first free throw. Minute 35 to play in the fourth. Reed into the front court with a black sleeve on the right arm and a black headband. Near side, Conroe. Crosses over right block. Layup blocked. Rebound Slater. Minute 25 to go. Down 57-43. Consolation game in the Glasgow tournament. The 88th annual. Lady Falcons with a steal on the run. Fuelage right block. Bobbles it out of bounds. Baseline. Possession stays Fayette. A minute 15 to go.
That's where you could just pull it out if you wanted to. I know the fast break basketball is exciting, and you want to be able to get that basket when you can, but the smart move would probably bring it out. Try to waste as much clock as you can.
Conroe cuts middle. Instead, it's a lob to the right. Block reads layup off left. Rebound underneath. Perrin finds some help. It's Jenna Hill with a buck 05 to go and a 57-43 deficit for Bob Gonzalez and the Slater Wildcats. Jump ball called back to Fayette. So Slater will fall to 1-3. Fayette will move to 1-2. Remember, this is a 7-team tournament this year on both the boys' and girls' sides. As we have a 30-second timeout, I'm a little surprised that these coaches have continued to call some timeouts here. As we'll thank some of our sponsors, 57-43. Is the advantage for Fayette with a minute to go. And we'd like to thank some of our sponsors. Exchange Bank of Missouri with locations in Fayette, New Franklin, Fulton, Slater, and Marshall. Samaritan Hospital, where patients are the priority. Ray Carroll, County Grain Growers of Slater. Marceline R5, School District of Marceline. McNinn's Main Street Pub of Fayette. Howard Electric serving Howard County and portions of northern Boone County, southern Randolph County, and southeastern Sheraton County. Marklin Yeager Funeral Home in New Franklin, Carr Yeager Funeral Home in Fayette, and Bach Yeager Funeral Chapel in Columbia. Ricketts Farm, service of Salisbury, Shelbina, and Cairo. And AirLink Wireless of Salisbury, covering Sheraton, Howard, Saline, and Carroll counties. 57-43 is the advantage for the Fayette Lady Falcons with possession left to right and 35 seconds to play in the fourth quarter. Near side, Conroe holds. Fayette might just try and pass this one around and end this steal. Hoover left side. And a 5-second call results in a turnover and another Slater opportunity. I think both teams were pretty content to... Slater inbounds into contact and a foul called. Can you believe this, Ben?
I can't.
And it's one of those things we talked about with a tournament. You want to be able to get some of these games moving on time, especially with six games in a day. And that those fouls just, you know, they're just not necessary.
First free throw miss, second one ahead. Up, out left, long rebound Fayette. Outlet Conroe, all alone, drives right side, passes left block layup, Fuelage out right, 3 seconds to play. 57-43, Perrin crosses over, ball game. Congratulations to Valerie Follin with her first victory as the Fayette Lady Falcons head basketball coach. 57-43, Fayette over Slater in the consolation contest at the Glasgow tournament. Abby Conroe,
when
impressive performance, Ben.
She did tremendous. She played well. She shot the ball really well.
Processing LLC, located
I thought she was a lot of
Salisbury
fun to watch. And she got herself open. Credit to her. She created her own opportunities, and that's really all you can ask for someone like that, and it really paid off.
Would you say she's a worthy player of the game?
I would say so.
Well, in that case, Abby Conroe, the outstanding player of the game, brought to you by Farmers Insurance, the Jeff Freeman Agency in Moberly for all of your insurance needs, auto, home, life. Abby Conroe, 33 points for the Fayette Junior. Coming up next, we've got West Strand and New Franklin in a consolation boys contest here on regional radio with Ben Wittenstein and myself. Eric Tuick on the call. We'll go back up and thank a few more sponsors as well on regional radio. The Oldham Monument LLC of Marceline, Merchants and Farmers Bank of Salisbury, Fayette, Columbia, and Hardin, Slater School District of Slater, MFA Agri-Service of Salisbury, Glasgow, Fayette, New Franklin, and Boonville, Sheraton Valley, keeping you connected, Bailey Brothers Collision Center of Brookfield, Regional Missouri Bank of Marceline, Salisbury, Keatsville, Glasgow, and Paris, Seidenstrickers, your partner in growing a better tomorrow, Columbia Orthopedic Group of Columbia, Moberly Area Community College in Moberly, Macon, Kirksville, Hannibal, Mexico, Columbia, and online, Jennings Premium Meats of New Franklin, and Capital Paving and Construction. Check them out online at capitalmo.com. Westrand and Fayette coming up next in the boys' contest on regional radio.
When you're planning your Christmas dinner and holiday parties, stop by Salisbury Meat Market and Processing LLC, located southeast of Salisbury on Highway PP. You will find the freshest cuts of meat for the holidays or anytime, including ground chuck, steak, sausage, and bacon. Or try Bill's famous smoked pork chops, ham, or a delicious slab of ribs. Bill says life is tough, but your meat shouldn't be. Open weekdays till 5 and Saturdays till noon. Remember, a gift certificate or a meat bundle from Salisbury Meat Market and Processing would make a great gift.